Here we go. Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. The Filthy 50s. Classic CrossFit workout. This is also our weekly for time or not workout. If you don't know what that is, that means you didn't watch the video we attached every Monday entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. We explain what the intent behind the weekly not for time workout is, or you can still do it for time. Filthy 50s, classic CrossFit benchmark workout. Here it is. For time or not, 50 box jumps, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, 50 jumping pull-ups, 50 kettlebell swings, 50 walking lunge steps, 50 knees to elbows, 50 push press, 45-pound bar for men, 35 for women, 50 back extensions, but we really mean hip extensions, 50 wall ball shots, 50 burpees, 50 double unders. The wall ball shots, 20-pound ball for men, 14 for women, traditionally to a 10-foot target for men, 9-foot target for women. We also have this as a two-person team version today. Last time we did this was on August 24th, 2021. A beautiful classic CrossFit chipper. Big sets, high volume, lots of work. Certainly no need to do anything unbroken, that's for darn sure. You're just trying to grind your way through it. That's why it's called the chipper. Either because you chip away at it, or because it's like being fed into a wood chipper and spit out on the other side. Just depends upon if you're a glass half full or half empty kind of a person. The kettlebell swings are American, going all the way overhead. And as I said, it says back extensions in the workout, but what we really mean is hip extensions. That's what you should do, where you're keeping your spinal column rigid and you're opening and closing your hip. But you know, we've got a video showing you that. Data pull from beyond the whiteboard. Super fitness robot time for men, 22 minutes, 40 seconds or less. Women, 23 minutes, 37 seconds or less. More likely for men could be 33 minutes and women 34 minutes. Wildcard option is precisely the same as the workout of the day, except there's no knees to elbows. There's a set of 50 GHD sit-ups tucked in there. So if you've got a GHD and you like to throw it into workouts, there you go. Scaled option. We're knocking down the reps of everything from 50 to 35. That's step one. We also lowered the box height, 20 inches for men, 12 for women, and also give it the option to do step-ups instead of box jumps. Let's see. The knees to elbows also have the option of doing hanging knee raises or sit-ups. The wall ball weight is lowered, 14 pounds for men, 10 for women. Of course, you can lower the height, 9 feet for men, 8 for women, or whatever makes sense. And then we've got single unders instead of double unders. And there's also a two-person team version there. Limited equipment crew. They can do a lot of the stuff, but not everything in the Filthy 50. So they've got a couple variations. In place of box jumps, they've got 50 tuck jumps. They're going to swing their dumbbell instead of the kettlebell. They are going to do, instead of one set of 50 push press, they're going to take a single dumbbell, a 50 for the men, a 35 for the women, and do 25 single arm push press with the left arm, then 25 single arm push press with the right arm. Instead of the back extensions, they're going to do a 2-minute plank hold. Instead of the wall ball shots, they're going to do 20 dumbbell thrusters. How amazing does that sound? And of course, they have a two-person team version, so they won't be shortchanged. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot time, 23 minutes, 30 seconds or less. More likely time could creep up to 34 minutes. No equipment workout. For time, 50 tuck jumps, 50 meters of broad jumps, 50 steps walking lunges, 50 V-ups, 50 hand release push-ups, a 2-minute plank hold, 50 air squats, 50 burpees, 50 jumping jacks. So even if you have no gear, that will help you keep the fitness sharp. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, certainly don't need to be unbroken. 20 to 40 on the left, got a video showing that. And then some strict pull-ups, palms facing you, that's a supinated grip. 3 to 4 sets of 80 to 90% effort each time you touch the bar, resting a couple minutes between sets. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then the wall stretch for the leg, cobra stretch for the abs, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Tomorrow is a rest day for most of us. You've earned it. Please take it, and I will see you back here on Friday.